So I'm going to speak briefly about the Mahama Aquifer Project, which is a project I've been working on for 2 years now. And I'm just showing behind me a video that was created by some folks. There's all these fancy acronyms in all the presentations, but the NCSA, the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, they have an advanced visualization team that they design a lot of the visual material that you see in natural history museums, galaxies crashing into each other, tornadoes forming. So they took the data that the Illinois Water Survey had of the Mahama Aquifer, and this is the shape of it. This is the bedrock of the Ohio River Valley, and then the sort of surface layers. And what's underneath is just some research of particulate flow if you run water across it. And they put it through this 3D Maya program to give a three-dimensional experience of moving through the aquifer. And when I first got to Illinois and was looking for a project that I wanted to work on, ethanol is a big deal, and ethanol takes a huge amount of water to produce 7 to 8 gallons of ethanol for 1 gallon of water for 1 gallon of ethanol. And then I heard about the aquifer, and I had that naive idea that there were these crystal clear caverns of water, somewhat like this. You know, this would be full of water that you could swim in it. But actually, this rock that is full of layers of sand and silt that's porous enough to hold billions and billions of gallons of water. And I also had the idea that the aquifer was the water in it. And so I was thinking, well, if all of us are drinking the water and 80% of our bodies are water, that we become the aquifer ourselves in some way. That's kind of a potent metaphor for me. The hydrological cycle that Marinus was talking about is something that moves, and you could think of it on a kind of bodily scale, the tears in your eyes, the saliva in your mouth, the sweat coming off your body, that we're all sharing the kinds of ideas that I start to activate when I'm thinking about choreographic systems. But when I talk to these hydrologists, the aquifer to them is that container. So the container became the kind of concept that I worked with. While I was starting to work on this project. And the sort of spatial and temporal time scales, that thick black part, it takes the water that comes from rain and stuff, most of it flows off, but what percolates down through moves an inch a year. So it's a very small time scale, all these different confining units. The flow itself, as it's sort of moving throughout the whole shape, is about a foot a day. So there's this very, very slow movement of water underneath. Again, this huge phenomenon that's invisible, but that we're completely dependent on. That kind of what's hidden, what we're not aware of, I think is very intriguing to a lot of artists, that there's something about art that also leads us into this sort of edges of what's knowable or not knowable. These drawings are by Harold Fiske, who in the 40s was drawing the Mississippi Delta, and the curves and the spiral flows I found so compellingly beautiful. And Jeff Carpenter, who made this video, he had this idea of making the heart pump, which is kind of corny. There's an obvious correlation there. But I also worked a lot in choreography. And this is a simulation of the movement of water molecules across a cell membrane with these aquaporin proteins that are those kind of funny globular things. And this simulation was made by Klaus Schulten and Emma Herjakistian, I think I'm saying his name correctly. And they work at the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science or something, whatever that fancy Beckman Institute is. And when I was doing my research, up on Google comes water molecules move like ballerinas across some So I clicked on it, and it turns out they were working at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, where I happened to be teaching. So I emailed them and had a meeting with them. And I have to say, this is one of the highlights of doing what I do. And it happened, not, it doesn't happen so rarely, but it's always super exciting when it does. But I'm gonna see, just talk about this image. The draw down here, those are the number of feet. And Champaign Urbana is over here. This is more Bloomington. But though you can see as it gets darker and darker, that's how quickly the water is being drawn down. And those level shifts change the flow of the aquifer. They potentially could become, that change in flow could bring contamination in from other areas. So there is, just on an environmental level, a fair amount of concern about the replenishment of the aquifers. But I want to return to Dr. Schulten and Dr. Chavez-Michi, because as I said, it was amazing to sit there and talk to them about this behavior and they of the molecules, and they understood immediately why I would be interested in this as a choreographer. And Klaus, who's maybe 70 years old, he reminds me of my father, who's an professor of electrical engineering. He got up and he said, "Well, there's the oxygen molecule, and there's the two hydrogen molecules, and they're moving down the canal there. They run into the aquaporin, and they switch around because the charge is shifted, and they knock the bad proteins that they don't want to pass through, and they move back down, and then they're attracted to these molecules and repelled from things and really psychoanalyzed to the water molecule." And he danced for me for like 10 minutes in the middle of the. It was like so delightful. To have that kind of exchange, and they were so creative and inventive in how they thought about things. And they just emailed me recently saying, "Oh, we want to do a." They have a graduate interdisciplinary seminar thing. So I was super excited that they contacted me again. So one of the, I'm just going to show some pictures. I ended up making this dance project that was inspired by this, all these different types of research and data information that I kind of collect, and then that you have to shape it to have a container, right, for how you're going to use this information. And I was thinking a little bit about how to describe. What we've sort of all been talking about is how you hold multiple systems of intelligence and knowledges together. And as an improviser, I've often used that image of a diamond, because it's multifaceted, and things are going out and in all the time. So there's a kind of multi-dimensional feedback loop of information. Because when you're dancing, you're working on so many levels at once. But we ended up, actually, a result of this project were these performances that we did in parking lots. This Airstream came with us, and we projected the video inside. It was in October, so it was a little bit chilly, so people could get warm and have hot tea and look at information about the aquifer from local activist groups, the Prairie Network, Prairie Rivers Network. You can see that Chris Cogburn was the composer who was with us. And he played live, he played, and the music he also composed for that. We performed mostly in farmers markets in Urbana and Mahomet, and then in this parking lot with a train alongside of it and in a goat farm. We also did a panel discussion at the Urbana Free Library. And these images are so great, but with a poet, Bridget Kelly, a fantastic public artist named Brett Bloom, who works with Temporary Services, which these folks know too. George Roadcap, who is the hydrologist at the Inland Water Survey, who also did elementary school projects with me. And Cecily Smith, who's from the Prairie Rivers Network. There's my mushrooms. I thought I would make the connection. So the way we developed the material was something I'm calling sustained immersive process, where we went out to Southern Illinois. We followed dry stream beds. We hung out in walked the rim along the muddy rims of the lake and floated to the surface of the lake while someone was holding skull and sacrum to sense the movement of cerebral spinal fluid. We ate quite well, but then we also fasted for a 24-hour period, and that night went for a night walk so that we could kind of alter our states and get night vision activated. And some of that kind of altered state and attention to the different systems in that place, then we brought it into these kind of asphalt transitional spaces. There's the geese migrating. The farmer's market is in this huge mall. We also worked with the costume designer, it was Katrin Schnabel. She started out by just cutting out that shape of the aquifer and having us put it on, which is kind of a literal idea, but then it kind of morphed into these images that show the kind of trace of water and how it moves through substances. And I think that's all I'm going to say.
So should we take a little break?